Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Yeah, that's it. Hi guys, how are you guys doing? Yes, I'm on the spot. Welcome to a new interview. Today I'm here with Nightmare. He is an incredible producer. You guys know you guys love producers that get on here. And if you're a rapper that's needing a producer, you might want to tune in especially. Welcome, Nightmare. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Course, I am so excited to have you with us. I'm so stoked you could come. I'm blown away that you even wanted to be here. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for reaching out,
Yeah, of course. I'm always on the move for artists. I'm always on the move. I'm looking now. So since this being your first ever interview here, would you like to tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
My producer name is Nightmare Beats. Been making beats for I think about like 3 years now, since 2018 and all that. I'm 18, graduated, now pursuing music like full time now. So yeah.
Awesome. Pretty great. And congrats on graduation. That's really wonderful.
Appreciate
Yeah, of course. All good with me.
it.
All righty, let's jump right into it. Being that you're a producer, this will be modified. All producers and beyond. Firstly, like a duh question, like made you want to get into producing and not really into rapping all that.
First of all, I always loved music. I like music very well. Always loved it. And like when I was like 17, like 16, just turning 17, I was like, I forgot what song I heard, but I really loved that song. And I really like, sometimes I get like, I take offense, not like in a bad way, but like I take offense to whenever other people make good music. So I heard a song that was really, 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 really good. I think by Lil Uzi Vert. And I was like, yo, why can't I make something like that, like just like that or similar? Like, I have to partake in this, you know? I can't just be a listener, you know? Like, if anybody else can do it, I can do it. Plus, I have like musical ability. I play the drums. I was in choir in high school all 3 years, all 3 years out of the 4 years. I was in choir, the top class too, so I was like, why not? You know, and then I do a little a little bit songwriting on the side, but I mainly produce. So like, if one of my friends like that I send beats to, they need help with a line, I can write up a couple of stuff. It's always, as a producer, it's always good to at least be versatile with your work, you know?
Yes. 100%. And I love that you're being versatile. That's really amazing.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. And I love that you're very musical. I mean, band and choir and songwriting. Man, you got the whole package. You got it all. You got the whole package.
Yep, thank you.
Got it all going on. Which that is really good. I always love when musicians get to have additional talents along with being a musician themselves. That's really cool.
Thank
Of course. There's something in common too. I also was in choir and I love singing. So at least we have that.
Oh, cool. It's cool. Car is cool.
And it will always be cool. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But cool, just jump. Let's just jump in some more. So beat wise, what is your favorite type of beat to use?
Like, you mean genre, or like, what do you mean by that?
So genre wise or specific artist beat, whatever you prefer.
Genre wise, I like hip hop mainly. Whenever I started, I usually like would try to imitate. That's how I learned how to make beats. Imitate those that I love, like Metro. I'm from St. Louis, so Metro is a big inspiration. Metro Boomin. I try to imitate his beats. Imitate other producers. DP on the beat, produced for Lil Uzi Vert. Even big producers like Murda Beats and even Timbaland sometimes. But then recently, I say like 6 months to maybe 8 months ago, I found a new genre or subgenre in hip hop. Hyperpop, Lil Uzi Vert started transitioning to that like in the last year or whatever with his new Eterna Take album. So I found out about that. I really liked that. And I found out I could actually like make that like without having to imitate other people. I can like make my own style, you know? And so I dug deep into it, learned how to do it better. And then I found out, underground rappers and underground SoundCloud rappers, or people who are on SoundCloud, you know, like people like Yeat and Can Can and September Is Rich, Destroy Lonely, all those people, Doo-Wop King, very big names under on the underground, Solfego, you know, those type of beats is what I'm into now, leaning into it. And then I see more, those type of beats are what people are not trying to imitate, you know, because the mainstream is what everybody's trying to rap like. Everybody's trying to rap like Polo G. Everybody's trying to make beats like Murda Beats. Everybody's trying to do this. So what I do is I take bits and pieces from each other. Like, my drums are very hardcore. I take pride in my drums, and I learned that from Metro and Southside. But then the melodies, I also learned that whenever I started making hyperpop, since it's a drastic difference from regular traditional hip hop to hyperpop. So yeah, hyperpop is my more strong suit, my more preferred suit.
Interesting, interesting. And why on earth would you why is hyperpop like the better one for you other than hip hop, in your opinion?
Hyperpop is hip hop, but hyperpop is more considered around where I'm at. Everybody listens to, I mean, no offense, but everybody listens to Pusha T. Everybody listens to Dirt, all the gangster drilling, all that other stuff. It's cool. I listen to it too, but that's what everybody listens to, and I tend not to like that. I tend not to follow the flock, you know. Not a lot of people listen to Playboi Carti. Well, a lot of people do listen to Playboi Carti, but you would be surprised in certain hoods, not a lot of people listen to Playboi Carti. Like down here in St. Louis, I know it's people that listen to Playboi Carti, but most of my friends, they all listen to like all the mainstream stuff. So I decided to go into what not a lot of people listen to. So then I can stand out. Everybody knows me as, hey, that one kid that doesn't that his beats are weird, or his beats are different sounding than regular, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah, I totally get that. Get that.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've done a lot of producers, but not as. But I've never heard anything like hyperpop. I don't think I've ever heard that before, so that's brand new to me.
Yeah, there's a whole subgenre, and it's really big if you once you get into the rabbit hole. There's also sub more subgenres under hyperpop too, so it's really a whole new world when you get into it. You know what I mean? And that's why I got into it, because not a lot of people even know or like it that much. And there's a lot of money to be made in there, you know? A lot of music to be made too.
Yeah, of course. I love that you are very different. You don't go with everybody else. If someone likes Eminem, you go and like something else. Like something else. I love that.
Appreciate it.
Of course, 100% you're from St. Louis. That's like full black culture. So I could definitely see where those rappers would come and play.
Yeah.
I love that you diverse yourself and you become your own person and don't stick around with others. You know, whatever happens to you, it's just you.
Thank you, thank you.
Of course, that's a real huge applaud if you're doing your own thing and not just following. That's really huge. That's like mass celebration. Yay. Now jumping in. Everybody always after they eat every meal, they always want to know how is it made. So I'm gonna pass along and ask the same thing. In your opinion, in your way and in your method, how do you make your beats?
Well, it starts by me having an idea of what I want in my head. Most of the time, I'm not gonna lie to you, 90% of the time, I don't even know what I'm looking for until I hear something. So I like using loops. So I have like loops from other fellow producers that I follow on Instagram. I hit them up, yo, I need loops, you know? And then they send me whatever catches my ear. Then I have an idea. You know, like today I was just making, like early I was just making a beat, and I heard this loop that one of my friends, producer friends, Destrix, he sent me. I heard it. I heard a couple of it. I wasn't looking to do anything just like it, but since it was very different, you know, I liked it. And then as soon as I hear the beat, I don't know, like it just comes, like it might sound cliche, but it just like comes to me, like whatever what I have to do. If it's gonna be a good beat, what I don't have to think that much. It's just gonna come, you know? Like, but whenever I do try new, let's say I try new genres like R&B or something, I'm sampling. I go on YouTube, find samples, come chop it up, you know? And then I have to find my way. It's a slow process that way. It's more of a slow process. But after I do find the loop, I start arranging it, chopping it up, you know, adding effects. After I add effects, then I start with the drums, the hi-hats, claps, all that. And then it always, I usually like doing the drums last because that's really where I excel at. So I tend to put more time into the loops, loop making, or the loop arrangement or effects. If it's a loop that everybody, like my friends send out mass, they send out to like everybody else, all the other people that I do not know. I try to change it up, you know. I change the pitch, change how it sounds, change some little effects on it. After I do that, then I get into the drums, and then after the drums, I arrange the beat, and then I bounce it out, you know. And then that's it.
I love
Yeah.
you in depth. I love it.
Appreciate it.
Of course, you went all out. But all I know. It's fantastic. I love hearing a producer side of things. I'm a songwriter myself, so I come from the world of writing everything down. I come from that. So just hearing from I'm producing. A person that produces hits, really good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Of course. Right. Perfect. Now, I want to also jump in because you do have a personal name, but why on earth would you go with Nightmare as your artist name?
I really so I like more dark beats. I don't know how to put it, like minor beats in a minor key. I like beats that make you feel spooky, like stuff like that. It might sound weird, but that's the more I tend to. I don't like I do make happy sounding beats, quote unquote happy sounding beats, but I more lean into like the minor scale of the music scale. So that's why I had a hard think, you know, one time making beats. I think it was like a year into making beats. I saw a sample on FL Studio, and the title, the tag was a Nightmare. I really liked that, so you know, I took it, you know what I mean? And then I looked up on YouTube or Google. I typed in Nightmare with a Y instead of the I, and then another name came up. So I was like, I gotta do something with this name to, you know what I'm saying, change it so people know it's me. And then I put the period in between the M and the A, and that's how, you know, I got the name. And then I also, on my Instagram pages or Twitter pages, I have different handles. I put Nightmare as my title of the bio, but my username is different, because that's like been my username since whenever. I like to be versatile. I like the idea of having like a alter ego, you know? People know you as this one time, and then they know also know you as this other person, you know?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. It makes total sense why you want to get a music name to go with. I love it, and I love Nightmare. It matches with the dark beats. It makes perfect sense now.
Yeah. Thank you.
Of course, and you don't really sound like a dark kind of person. I just want to just get like I just want to I'm just curious about this. What made you be interested in dark beats?
Honestly, don't know. I like the way they sound. Like I said, I'm from St. Louis, so Metro is a big inspiration. And Metro, his beats are mainly like dark. Like, do you think back to Dirty Sprite 2 with Future, or Hendrix? His beats are particularly dark, you know?
That makes perfect sense. I can see now why. I can see it now. See it now makes perfect sense now. I respect all types of music. You just honestly no offense or anything, you just don't sound like that kind of person.
Yeah, but I do like other types, genres, but every time I make beats, I find myself like picking the ones that sound like eerie or dark, you know? I always find myself picking the loops that are eerie or making the beats that are eerie. I try to switch it up sometimes, but you know.
Oh, gotcha. And I love that you wanted to switch it up. You're very versatile, I've noticed too.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course, I love versatile. I love that you can work with different genres. That's really good. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course, of course. My God. Now I just wanted to get in deeper thing with your beats. How would you, as a producer, describe your beats?
Simple, I guess. It might sound simple, but it might be, well, it'll be, I'll say it's unorthodox, because sometimes it might sound simple, but it's very complex the way I make it, and sometimes it might sound complex, but very simple the way I make it. I like to make you think when you listen to my beats, you know? you think whenever you listen to them. You feel different emotions whenever you listen to them. And then, like, maybe subtle changes here and there on my beats. So I guess it's unorthodox, you know?
Yeah. And that's pretty awesome. And I love how overall describe them as simple. You know, I sometimes love a simple beat too. I love the beats just have a simple meaning to them, and yet they're still enjoyable.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. It's amazing.
Thanks.
Yeah, of course. My God. All right, time for a switch. Now this is the time to, because everybody loves this, and it's just to get it to know us better. Overall, this is the time to ask me anything you want, basically. So switch interview, you can ask me or dare me anything. That's what I was trying to say.
When did you start podcasting or stuff?
Yeah. Last year in 2020, I started the podcast in August, late August 2020. You know, I was bored and needed something to do. Bam, this podcast happened because of a friend recommendation. Been doing this for a year and you know, I'm going to keep rolling like that.
Yeah. Cool.
Yep. Yeah, come on, that's more. I know you got some more.
You want more questions?
No, come on. I know you got some more.
What kind of music do you listen to or tend to listen to?
Honestly, I listen to many different types of music. The only one, and I swear that you'll never hear me listen to, is country. Other than country, I am pretty good with a lot of genres. And I come from a musical family, so I've heard all types of music. Only thing I will never listen to is country, ever.
Yeah. My country do slap sometimes, I ain't gonna lie to you.
It does sometimes. Country has its, it has its perks. A lot of it doesn't. But the good country artists that have those good hits, They go on my list.
Yeah. You listen to rock or like metal?
Yeah, I do. I listen to a lot of rock and this is so nostalgic. I remember my dad used to Huey and the News is my favorite rock band of all time. Love that. I love them and I love Foo Fighters. Those two are honestly my favorite. I remember my dad used to play Huey in the News in the car, and it would always, you know, it always put me in a good mood listening to them, and I would rock on my car seat. I used to rock back and forth in my car seat, and I used to love that. And to this day, I still listen to it. I listen to it while I work on my podcast. I sometimes work out to rock music. So you could say it's a part of me almost.
Yeah, nice.
Yes.
I think that's all my questions.
All right, awesome. Appreciate you asking me this. It was a perfect time to get to us a little more.
Yep.
I kind of think. Let's keep this rolling. So what is next for you? What new projects or things can we look forward to from you in the future?
More beats. I'm starting to work with more underground, like beginning artists around me and like around the country too. My homie 24 Tex, I work with him a lot. He's coming out with a album. No date on that yet. I might be on there. I might not be on there. You never know until you see it. And then I'm thinking about dropping an EP, but it's a prod EP, you know? have some of my homies get on some of my beats, pick and choose, and, you know, just put it out as my first project, at least just to have something out, you know, just so people can see the discography.
Awesome, awesome. I love that you wanted to build your discography. That's really awesome. I'm so excited.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course. Make sure you give me an update. I would love to listen to that when it's complete.
Thanks. For sure.
Yeah, of course, of course. Just wanted to get a little sneak peek of what's coming. What would you say inspires you the most as a producer?
Who inspires me the most? I say it's probably my fellow producers, because whenever I hear a beat from my fellow producer that I know or I don't know, so if it's really, really good, I take offense to that. Like, not in a bad way, though. Like, I feel like I have to make something better. So, like, it's kind of a friendly competition. That pushes me to make something different, totally different, you know, and something that is really, really good. So my fellow producers, they do inspire me a lot, you know.
That's awesome. And I especially love the fact that you take inspiration from other producers. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
That's incredible. That's cool. Awesome. My God. I'm sorry, my brain's been fried all day, so I'm just splurging up the most I can.
You good?
Oh, thanks. You're so sweet. Got it. This is a long-time question, so I have not asked this in so long. What would happen if you were not a producer? Where should be right now?
An actor. I always wanted to be an actor. I'm still going to be an actor. But acting was the thing that I jumped out of, you know what I mean? Like, I was 12-ish, watching Disney Channel. I saw fellow kids on TV. I was like, yo, why can't I do this, you know? And then I joined the school play that same year. The cast, and I had a really funny role too. My first play, I knocked the brakes off that, and then I was like, yo, I like this, I want to do this professionally and do this, go to college for this. So I'm still planning on at least attending an institute to learn, take more acting classes as I'm producing. But now that I'm doing a produce, if I wasn't doing producing, I'd probably be an actor. Well, I am gonna be an actor, you know. So, yeah, actor.
Oh, wow, that's awesome! Wow, I cannot believe you even watch Disney Channel. Wow, that takes me back.
Yeah, watch that again.
Oh, wow. What did you watch on there? Because I'm a big Disney Channel fan myself. I still love it.
Watched Disney XD a lot, like the cartoons, Kick Buttowski, Phineas and Ferb, all that stuff. But then on Disney Channel, I watched like more of the home movies. Watched a lot of stuff with Zendaya and Bella Thorne. Sky Jackson, China Ann McClay. I watched like TV shows. Yeah, TV shows, you know. Then I grew older and, you know, I have more time to watch Disney Channel. I grew out of watching Disney Channel. Yeah. But yeah, probably like Disney XD, Phineas and Ferb, Kip Patowski, and then like movies or TV shows with China Ann McClay and Zendaya and Bella Thorne and all them people.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Yeah, I know all of them, but I have watched every single one of them. I remember every single one. Uh-huh. I surely do remember. I really, truly remember. And I love that you love they like shows with blacks in it. Really cool. Pretty dope. Really cool. Now this is like more of development. So where do you see yourself in 5 years with, your whole producer career or even your outside life? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, hopefully I've landed. Well, not hopefully, I probably will land couple placements, maybe big placements. Because I work a lot. I'm trying to get even more work, even more, in the studio, work with more producers, get studio time with artists, and also like do attend my college institute for acting too. I'm still gonna do that in 5 years. So in 5 years, I'll probably be probably have a lot of placements with a lot of artists, maybe a couple with a couple big artists, and yeah.
Oh, amazing, amazing. I can definitely envision that happening. I can definitely see it in the future. I
Thank
can
you.
definitely see it. That Disney thing might happen. It just might happen. Who knows what kind of opportunities may stumble.
Thank you.
Of course. I would love to see you on Disney Channel. And if you happen to get there, you might want to mention about me. I love Disney Channel. I love to make a cameo. It's just dropping hints. If that time comes, just don't forget me.
Yeah, for sure. I can't forget my first interview.
Yay, whoa, your first interview.
Yeah.
Wow, did not expect that. I thought you'd ignore. I'm the first one. Yay.
Yep.
Hey, and then a mark in your life. That's so cool. So happy. So cool. Good. And I actually wanted to get a little method, a little learning thing from you. Like how you're able to juggle producing and also with your personal life. Like how did you do that? Like how are you able to manage all that?
It got hard, especially in high school. I'm a sports guy. I'm still a sports guy. So in high school, I would go to school all day and then play do sports after. Play basketball, play soccer. I do basketball at the beginning of the school year, and then like at the end of the school year, I do soccer after school games practices. So thankfully, we didn't our school we didn't get like homework like that. Like we after school, we just go home and just like or go to wherever you were doing just to do because where I went to school, there's a whole lot of people that were working, So the school just decided not to give homework to students. So after school, I would come back and then I'll make beats after school, make a couple before bedtime or before dinner. And then after I graduated, now I have all day to make beats. But most of the time, I go to work during the day, and then I make. Well, I come back and make beats, and then on off days, I come back, make beats all day,
Oh, that's a pretty awesome system. That's pretty cool. I thought you got a lot of working out. That's really cool.
Thanks.
It's really amazing. And props to you too for doing all for managing all that. That's really amazing.
Thanks.
Yeah. And now I just wanted to get like an end conclusion kind of thing. How do you feel now that you've done your that you have done your first interview? You're doing it. How does it make you feel?
I feel good, Feel like it's gonna be a lot more of these in the future.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot more interviews. people in the future. I like the interview stuff, so for sure, if people hit me up or we get a second interview, I'd be open to doing it again. I like this. I like this very much.
Awesome. Awesome. And yeah, I'm happy to have you back. I am open to anyone. Have fun at
night. Thanks.
Of course. Thank you. And I really just wanted to say thanks a lot for showing up, for being here. I appreciate you. I appreciate taking this opportunity. This is really amazing. You showed up. It's really incredible that you showed up. Thank you again for being here.
Thank you. No problem. Thank you for having me.
You even sound like simple. Your personality is like pretty simple.
Yeah, I'm pretty chill.
You sound chill. I haven't got a chuckle from you.
You say you haven't got a chuckle from me?
Yeah.
Is it night?
Yay, I got one. Yay, guys, look, I got one. Hey. Woo.
No problem. Hey.
Yay. I just wanted to get at least one. Just one.
Mm-hmm.
I did it. Yay. But again, thank you. Do you have any lastly things you'd like to say to the audience and fans out there before we all head out?
Expect more from me and my peoples. It's not gonna be the last time you hear my name. For sure. And thank you for reaching out to interview me on your podcast. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, of course. Remember, y'all, I'm always on the move. So you see me pop up on multiple accounts for your friends, you might want to answer those DMs. Just saying.
Yeah.
I'm going to get those. Again, thank you. Guys, make sure to check out Nightmare. Down below the link provided for you. If you want more fun from him, you can also check out his personal Instagram. But the music one's best. I'm stuttering so much. Make sure to check out Rap It Out Podcast everywhere on social media. We recently started up TikTok, so if you love TikTok, make sure to follow us. Not a poster often, but I will post more on there. I'll post more. And again, it's been a real treat getting to meet Nightmare. And I don't know, but I know for one thing, this will not be the last time he will be here. This is not going to be the last time he'll be heard.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. So y'all do all that. If you're not checking it out, you're basically a sore loser if you're not. So please do so. And any musicians looking for producers, please make sure you hit up Nightmare and have about $100 set aside in case he charges you. Just saying. Just have about $100 set aside. And that should be an every time rule.
You better come money ready, my guy.
Yes. It's like a duh rule whenever it comes to other musicians. Always have $100 set aside in case they charge you. Number one rule. Come on, it's the number one rule. Yeah. Anywho, that's a wrap up for this one, but I cannot wait to see you guys in the next one I do. Have a great rest of y'all's night. Peace.
Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase, because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artist when you get a chance to. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.